Sydney was discovered 200 years ago by Captain Arthur Phillip. Originally, it was a small colonial outpost called Port Jackson. These days, it's Australia's finest multicultural city and one of the greatest harbours in the world. So what's the best way to enjoy this beautiful city? Sydney Harbour is the biggest city harbour in the world. Its famous coat hanger and opera house continue to be the main tourist attractions. There is no better way to explore the harbour than by ferry. There's a ferry service that operates from Circular Quay and has a wide range of different tours. One of the great things about Australia is the people. They are a friendly bunch and you can spend time watching them or meeting them. Like any city, there are lots of different types, including the yuppies, the brickies and the chippies. However, you'll find that in general they are friendly and will always say, "G'day mate," just to make you feel at ease. At other times you might find them laughing at you. The Australian dry sense of humour is a strong personality trait here, and in Sydney, taking the mickey out of someone is the norm. Some say the beaches are the best thing about Sydney. Manly and Bondi are the most popular tourist beaches. However, in my opinion, the northern beaches are better because they're quieter and cleaner. Narrabeen and Palm Beach, the place where Aussie soap Home and Away is filmed, are just a couple of Sydney's awesome beaches you could try and see. Beach life is a strong part of the Australian way of living and you can't beat it. If you're an active person, you'll soon want to join the clan that is jogging or rollerblading around the boardwalks. If you prefer an easier way of life, the beaches offer a haven of peace to those who just want to relax, sunbathe or walk about. But Sydney has a lot more to offer apart from the beach. If you travel around the outskirts, you can find beautiful countryside with typical eucalyptus gum trees and native Australian flowers such as wattles or banksias. Typical Aussie suburbs have wide roads, houses and a quarter acre block, a veranda out the front and a hills hoist in the backyard. Oh yes, and of course, the cars parked out in the front lawn, including the old Ford Falcon, Holden Commodore or Tirana. Just a short drive away, there are the breathtaking Blue Mountains, which attract millions of visitors each year. This contrasts to the typical English farmland in Windsor and Hawkesbury district, where there are lots of farms. Sydney is a multicultural city, and you can find just about anything you're looking for when it comes to food and drink. The various cafes, restaurants and pubs are everywhere, and are a great place for socialising down under. There are lots of different types of restaurants, including Chinese, Spanish, Thai, Greek, and typical Aussie-style steakhouses. Sushi bars are commonplace here and are at affordable prices too. The seafood restaurants are great too, especially Doyle's Seafood Restaurant at Watson's Bay. The quality of the food is superb with its fresh prawns, lobster, trout, and barramundi. While you're out, you may see a sign saying BYO. This is short for bring your own, and it's telling you to bring your own booze. Usually get your wine and beer from the bottlers before going out to eat. If you fancy something even more laid back, you can even cook your own food in some pubs. The Great Northern in Chatswood and the Oaks in Neutral Bay are popular choices. There are also lots of outdoor barbies in parks and at the beaches where people like to cook their own lunch or dinner. King's Cross, Bondi, The Rocks and Darling Harbour are all good places to go out if you fancy a boogie. If you're an active type, Sydney has lots to offer too. Cricket is like a religion during the summer in Oz. People are mad about it. You can get an idea of this by visiting one of the cricket grounds during the summer. But that's not the only sport during the summer. Yachting is also very popular, and so is rugby, which is also part of the Australian sporting culture. Netball is a huge sport for women on Saturday arvos. Aussies are also keen on their sports such as hockey, basketball, tennis, athletics, softball, baseball, cycling, squash, and horse riding. Of course, surfing and sailing are done all year round. Kayaking, canoeing and water skiing are also summer favourites. Bushwalking and camping are typical family activities. In the winter, people are still spoilt for choice. They can go for a country drive to the Hunter Valley or they can go to Mudgee to check out the wineries. Or go further afield to the Gong or Kayama, which are both coastal towns. There are a number of events during the year. Summer, which is in December through to February in Australia, is the best time to get yourself immersed in Sydney life. As the weather goes off all year round, it's probably best to hit the big smoke of Oz about November. Most of the major events kick off about this time. even though the heat doesn't agree with most overseas visitors, especially when it's scorching. Australia Day on the 26th of January is a public holiday. There are lots of celebrations on the harbour, fireworks and carnivals taking place around the city. Sydney's Mardi Gras, 1st of March, is one of the world's most celebrated gay and lesbian parades. And lastly, if you're interested in museums, there are lots to see in Sydney. The Contemporary Art Museum has some great art exhibitions, and the New South Wales State Art Gallery has an impressive Aboriginal art selection. There are lots of good temporary art shows too that often have objects from ancient Greece or ancient Egypt. The National Maritime Museum offers a great insight into the life of the early settlers. Australia has some of the best wines on the market, and more wine bars are springing up in the CBD to show that Australians have a diverse range of drinking habits. The best drink to sink, I would say, as a typical Aussie from New South Wales, is Tui's New, or a schooner of VB, because they go down like a summer night's dream.